Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly firmer levels in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are also firmer in early trade, yet off their best levels. Bond yields are up for a second straight session. US 10-year yields are 5 basis points higher at 3.57%, while bond yields are up 9 basis points at 2.32%. The dollar is softer across the board, oil is up, gold is flat, industrial metals are mixed. Risk appetite remains positive. The absence of additional bank failures, no incremental stress on bank deposits, a rebound in Deutsche Bank shares on Monday, and limited strains on global dollar funding markets are helping sentiment. While a deepening inversion of yield curves is influencing discussions about a harder economic landing, economic headwinds are also fueling expectations of an aggressive Fed pivot in the second half of this year. Bank of England Governor Bailey said late on Monday that a decision on rates will not be affected by problems in the banking sector, but they would take into account credit conditions. In other macro developments, Australia's banking regulator has said that banks remain well capitalized even under a deep recession scenario, and Japan Prime Minister Kishida also reiterated the stability of Japan's financial system amid the pickup in risk aversion. Meanwhile, on the geopolitical front, North Korean leader Kim has amped up nuke rhetoric ahead of US-South Korea military drills. It's another relatively quiet macro calendar in Europe today. French business confidence was down on the prior month, while Italian sentiment picked up. UK shop price data showed that food prices pushed annual inflation in shops to a new record high. While in Asia overnight, Australian retail sales growth slowed in line with forecasts, and South Korean retail sales came in strong. Due up on today's US economic calendar, wholesale inventories, Redbook chain store, FHFA House Price Index and Case-Shiller Home Price Index, consumer confidence, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Walgreens Boots Alliance and McCormick, and after the close, Micron Technology. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that MasterCard and Visa are among the companies in talks to acquire Brazilian fintech Pismo. And Bloomberg reported that Google has asked a US judge to dismiss the government's case against the company's dominance in the digital advertising market. Asian markets ended mostly higher on Tuesday. Markets interpreted a no bad news is good news Monday as a reason to tentatively re-enter Asian equities. Higher bond yields almost everywhere and a weaker dollar intraday also helped. In regional news, Bloomberg reported that China's top anti-corruption agency will conduct checks on more than 30 state-owned enterprises, suggesting that Beijing may be expanding its push to boost profits at its most important state firms. And Japan's upper house is set to pass a record FY23 budget bill, with much of the attention on defense spending. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, ECB Supervision Chief Enria has outlined a more nuanced approach to bank supervision after recent turmoil in the sector, saying that restarting the debate on regulator reforms would not be productive and the focus should be on more effective supervision. And the Scottish National Party has elected Humza Yousaf as its new leader, seen as a continuity candidate for the independence movement. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.